You're listening to Gerald Fleury and the Key of David on 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm.
Greetings, everyone. Steve Jobs died October the 5th, 2011, and the media reported that his corporation was the most valuable company in all the world. Now, he was an amazing man in that way, and what he created, and many people thought he was the greatest CEO ever of any company. That's quite an achievement. He was a perfectionist, and I think if you study the word perfectionist, you'll see that it's one of the most fascinating, important words in all of the English language. It certainly is one of the most important words in the Bible. So it does, I think, merit a little extra attention, which I'd like to give it today. Steve Jobs was, he had only about 6 months of formal education, so he didn't have a lot of that kind of education. One of his main mantras was focus, and he focused on perfecting computers, phones, and other things. And every industry he touched, he transformed it. And I mean transformed it. When he was being a perfectionist, as he was in his business, he tapped into the very character of God, because the Bible says God is a perfectionist. And not only that, he's perfecting humanity if they will let him. He's making all of us into perfectionists. God created everything to perfection. And that creation is still going on. It's still happening today. It is the foundational way to go about creating anything, if you really understand it and can learn the lesson that God has taught us. That is something that we all need to learn. You and I are on this earth to become perfectionists. And we're going to create amazing things just the way God has throughout all eternity. Notice what Time magazine wrote on October 2011 in a special edition about Steve Jobs. They wrote this: according to Stephen Levy's The Perfect Thing, up until 6 weeks before it was unveiled, the iPod had a plastic screen. At that point, Jobs decided the plastic scratched too easily, and he switched to glass. No other CEO on earth would have made that call. It meant an insane scramble for materials and redesigning the casing to prevent shattering. Jobs didn't care about what anybody else thought, but he cared about reality. That was the only advisor he listened to. Now, there was another time when they had worked a whole year on a computer, and he decided it was wrong. It was not in that perfect mode that he wanted it to be, so he scrapped everything and started over at just an enormous expense. But that's the way he was, and that's why he created so much impact in this world and so many wonderful products that astounded this world. Now, while other businesses were sort of working in their normal routine, I suppose, he was out perfecting technology. And that was his goal, and he got a large portion of the business as a result of that. But he had a perfectionist attitude about all he did in technology. And as I said, God is a perfectionist. And so when a person does that and they do it the right way, they're actually tapping right into the very character of God and the perfectionism of God Himself. And miraculous things happen. Jobs demanded perfection of himself and of others. And he demanded his products, the quality had to be there. The operation had to be perfect. It all had to be perfect. And look what he accomplished. Look what he accomplished. Now, most people, when they walk into an environment like that, they're not accustomed to being in an environment where the CEO demands perfection. And anybody that won't do it that way, they have to go. He used all A players, as he said, because they had to be perfectionists the way he was. He would spend weeks just waiting to or preparing and rehearsing over and over to get ready to make a keynote address to his when he had a new product that he wanted to present to his employees and to the public. He was a perfectionist. Notice what it says in Time Magazine, October 17th this year. Quote, his quest for perfection led to his compulsion for Apple to have total end-to-end control of every product it made. Now, this is really kind of a dumbfounding and astounding principle here. So listen to these words. Whereas most companies specialized in hardware or software or operating systems or retail or consumer electronics, Apple did them all at once. It controlled what Jobs called the whole widget. Once you own an Apple device, you filled it with movies, music, and apps from Apple's online stores. Jobs had created a closed technological universe of gleaming Copernican perfection, and everybody wanted to live there. Jobs had realized that building products to play nicely with those of other companies was all well and good. That was the Microsoft way. But to really get it right, you had to build everything yourself. You had to build the whole system yourself. That's what, to him, you see, perfection led him to do, to create not just a computer or hardware or software or content, but the whole system. The whole system. Now, if you're a perfectionist, that expands your vision. It expands your vision to begin to think that way about the whole system, not just a part of it here or part there or part there, but the whole system, in this case, in technology. But imagine God being a perfectionist. He thinks about the whole system, but it includes everything. God is a perfectionist in everything He does. Everything. Jobs learned that in technology. And he was applying keeping the laws of perfectionism. God is certainly the ultimate creator. Nobody creates like God. But if you're going to get the whole picture, if you're going to see the whole vision, you're going to have to be a perfectionist. But the amazing thing about that is, if you are a perfectionist, it'll open a door, and then you keep wanting to perfect it more, and it opens another door, and you want to perfect it more, and it opens another door, and it keeps expanding that vision. It's really like a magic or a miraculous word, I guess we could say. It's just phenomenal what happens if you are a perfectionist. And that doesn't mean just always making a lot of money at all. But the rewards are tremendous. If you become a perfectionist physically, and certainly that applies spiritually. It's the key, really, that I think, that unlocks success and just keeps expanding the way we view everything, and it just keeps expanding what we see and what we understand. And it just keeps opening up all kinds of new venues and avenues to explore and to create in. And even Jobs learned much of that in technology. But while others were out to do everything they could to make a profit, he did not have that as his goal. His goal was to make the product perfect and do it all, everything he did perfectly, including his Apple stores. as much as he possibly could. His goal was perfection. And it should be that way even more, of course, spiritually. Here's what he said, a quote from Mr. Jobs. "For you to sleep well at night, the aesthetic, the quality, has to be carried all the way through." All the way through. And he applied this perfection to design, designing computers. Most of them, when he started designing, looked like drab boxes. And he made them something that really, really exciting and something that a human being could really loved, because they worked on it every day, and it was important that they liked the looks of it and liked the keys and everything about it. And he said that he worked for a museum of modern art quality in making a computer. He wanted museum quality. That's quite a statement. And quite a goal for him to have. And quite a goal for you to have, for any of us to have. Notice Matthew 5 and verse 48. "Be you therefore perfect, even as your Father which in heaven is perfect." Now, you can see that God, being a perfectionist, is a godly trait. It's a godly trait that God has Himself. And He says, now I want you to become perfect as I am perfect. Or be a perfectionist. And then you begin to see the whole picture as God the Father does. He sees the whole family. He sees it all. He's the Father of the family. He sees the family and what this creation is all about, what the earth is about, what the universe is all about, because it is there to for Him to create His family. And Christ kept telling us that over and over when He was on this earth. He pointed to His Father. Lucifer was perfect, it says in Ezekiel 28. He was perfect when he was created. That's in Ezekiel 28 and verse 15. "Until iniquity," or lawlessness, "was found in him." So you see, there are laws to being perfect. There are laws to being a perfectionist. And Steve Jobs practiced those. Most people are not willing to put forth that kind of effort. They're not willing to keep the laws of perfectionism. But Jobs was willing to. God is willing to, in every way, in every way. You study the way Steve Jobs created, and you will see that he was indeed a man who kept laws to make it all happen. And he kept laws even in his leadership. Though it wasn't done perfectly, it was done the way he thought it should be done. And he did such amazing things. But you see, if we do that, it just keeps opening doors for us, because we're a perfectionist. And the creation just keeps getting better and better and better and better. And it's just endless. And we become a creator like God is. We create like our Father. He made us to create that way, in every way. Not just in technology or with gadgets, but every way. That's the way He created us. It just continues to open powerful doors. But can you find a more powerful word in the English language than perfectionist? I doubt it. I doubt it. But you see, Steve Jobs approached things with that perfectionist attitude, and he just transformed all. He transformed all these products, and he changed the world. I mean, he changed industries, plural, six or seven of them, you could say. Everything he touched, he changed dramatically because of this approach, because he was a perfectionist. Become you therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Now that's a vision. That's not just a verse, that's a vision. But almost nobody understands it and sees how profound it is. It is profound. The Father created man. The Father, through Christ, created everything. He created the universe. He's a perfectionist. And he wants to make us perfect, and so that we will be the way He is. See, physically, you and I look like God, it says in Genesis 1 and verse 26. We look like God. But God says there in Genesis 1 and verse 26 that he's going to make us spiritually the way He is also, in mind and character. That's also just a staggering, mind-staggering scripture when you think about it. The Father's plan is to create a family, a perfect family. If you understand this vision and this perfection the way God does, marriage and family are God-plan institutions. Marriage is a type of the first fruits marrying Jesus Christ, the first fruits being those that are called out before His second coming. And they prepare themselves and become the bride of Jesus Christ. And the goal that God has is for each marriage to strive, just a physical marriage, to strive to be like that marriage of Christ and the church. It's a God-plan relationship. God is perfecting marriage. And the ultimate marriage is going to be the church in Christ. And the ultimate family is going to be the whole God family with the Father at the head. Family is a type of the God family. A physical family is a type of the God family. If you view this God's way, you have to view this through God's eyes, the Father's eyes. Have the Father perspective or you won't get this. That's why most people don't understand it. They don't view it the way the Father does. But if they're a perfectionist, they do. They begin to say, oh, I see. I have to view this the way the Father does. And if I become perfect that way, that just opens up everything to me. All the potential of man and what he's going to do in the earth and the universe in the very near future. It just opens all of that up to you if you're a Father perfectionist. It's just mind-boggling what God is doing with us. If you have that perspective and you look upon a child, you look upon them in an entirely different way. You realize, well, that's a child. Like, God is going to create children in His family spiritually so they can live for all eternity. That is such a moving and stirring vision that we all need to understand. Steve Jobs made gadgets, but our Father is recreating Himself in man. Now that is perfection. Creating His own mind and character in man spiritually. That is just phenomenal to think about. If you really have the goal to be perfect, everything Steve Jobs created is just junk by comparison. It's just like a heap of trash by comparison. See, the world was changed by Steve Jobs, but here is the ultimate way that God is going to change the world. And it all happens because of being a perfectionist. That's what happens when you're a perfectionist. You change things. You revolutionize things. Because that's where perfection leads you. And it's a wonderful, wonderful path because You're tapping into the very way God thinks and acts himself. And that's why it's such amazing things happen. The more I've looked at Matthew 5 and verse 48 lately, the more I realize how profound it is and how I know that most Christians do not understand it. They don't get it. They don't understand what it's all about. Why they usually talk too much about, they talk about the person of Christ. But here, that's not what Christ talked about. These are Christ's words in Matthew 5 and verse 48. And he says, become you perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. That's what Christ said. He didn't put the focus on himself at all. Not even close to that. But you see, the more you view it this way, then the more you see the whole picture of what God is doing on this earth. You see His master plan. And it's all wrapped up in Matthew 5 and verse 48. Notice John 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. See, the Father gave His only Son to this world as a sacrifice. To do all of this perfecting, there was a high price that had to be paid. There were laws that had to be kept and continue to have to be kept. It takes sacrifice to perfect things, to perfect whatever you're doing. And there's a price to pay. And so how can we work toward that perfection? How can you become perfect the way the Father is? Well, Christ showed us and set the example for us in John 1 and verse 18. No man has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. He has declared Him. That's verse 18. See, the whole time that Christ was on this earth, He was declaring the Father. That's what He was doing. He started His tenure on this earth by declaring the Father. If you read John 1 here, you can see He was the Word. There were two gods, not three. We have an article on who and what is God. It will explain that to you. The Father and the Son, but there was God and the Word, and then they became the Father and the Son when Christ came to this earth. He became the Son. He was begotten by the Father, and He declared the Father. He didn't declare Himself, which is what this world believes and how it has been deceived about what Christ did and about they look at the person of Christ, but they don't listen to His message, which is declaring the Father. And that, you look at how Christianity is confused because of that, and it is just staggering. Why so many different denominations? Why so much confusion about Christianity? We're not declaring the Father. We're not looking to the Father. Your potential is to be there with the Father. Notice what Walter Isaacson wrote in his book about Steve Jobs. He said, in order to mask my emotion, I asked the one question that was still puzzling me. Why had he been so eager during close to 50 interviews and conversations over the course of 2 years to open up so much for a book when he was usually so private? Quote, I wanted my kids to know me, he said. I wasn't always there for them, and I wanted them to know why and to understand what I did. Well, now that's all right, but that's not being a perfectionist in that way. He wanted his children to know him from the book, but of course they get to know us from our being there for them, don't they? That's how they really get to know us. And God the Father is a perfectionist, and He gets to know all of His children. And He's always there for them. He's always there for them. What if He weren't there? Well, we wouldn't even receive eternal life. And He said in other places that He would never, never, never forsake us. And He condemns His own church, 95% of them, in this end time in Malachi 1 and verse 6, which is a prophecy saying, to His own church, why If I'm a father, where is my honor? See, we're here to become God's sons. And He wants us not to be lukewarm, but be passionately into perfecting ourselves as the Father is perfect. That's the most profound and wonderful goal you can possibly have, no matter when or where. That's the ultimate goal. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
Request our free book, The Incredible Human Potential, and our free booklet, The 7 Laws of Success. These two books will help you see that God has an incredible future in mind for every human being, including you. All the frustration and failure that fills this world is not of God. God did not intend man to fail, but rather intended for all people to be incredible successes. Will you put into practice the laws that will unlock your incredible human potential? You will see that God wants you to be a great success in this life. But much more than that, God wants you to be an eternal success in the family of God. To understand much more on this topic, request our free book, The Incredible Human Potential, and our free booklet, The 7 Laws of Success. Also ask for a free subscription to our monthly news magazine, The Philadelphia Trumpet. Don't miss our newest issue with articles about the Fourth Reich is here, Turkey's quiet revolution, and you can conquer discouragement. Also visit us online at thetrumpet.com for daily columns and videos. Request our free book, The Incredible Human Potential, and our free booklet, The 7 Laws of Success. You will also be sent a free subscription to The Trumpet magazine. All our literature is free and will be sent to you with no cost or obligation. Order your free literature now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. Again, that's 1-800-339-7629. To watch the program online, visit us at keyofdavid.com. If you would prefer to write, send your request to The Key of David, Post Office Box 3700, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. In Canada, send your request to The Key of David, Post Office Box 400, Campbellville, Ontario, LOP 1BO.